Welcome to the Shared Care Scotland podcast. You're listening to a talk given as part of the Creative Break conference series recorded on the 16th of November 2011. This talk is given by Moira Oliphant, team leader of carers policy in the Scottish Government, and builds on the presentation by Michael Matheson, Minister for Public Health.
I don't know if the Minister and myself are Ant and Dec. Maybe there's a better comparison. I think you can see from that video input the Minister's clear interest and passion about short breaks, and you know that is certainly the case. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I'm not looking for promotion, by the way, in saying that. The Minister talked in his video input about what he hears about short breaks provision and the services he has visited. And it's true that we do hear very positive experiences where carers are involved in the planning and the delivery. And Rob spoke about that as well. And where people who are cared for and carers benefit from flexible, personalised short breaks provision. And we did hear from Gerry and Stuart about that and their children. And we also hear from carers in a wide range of caring situations about what's not working. We certainly do hear that as well. But we want to take the positives and we want to build on the positives to make further progress. So short breaks is a priority for us, and that's made clear in both the carers and the young carers strategy and in the implementation of the strategies to date. And we certainly recognise the value of short breaks and how experiencing them can support carers and young carers in their caring role. We're listening and we're engaging, we're learning and we're sharing. We're listening to what people say to us and engaging with stakeholders, carers, young carers, practitioners, policymakers, researchers. But as we know, these are artificial divides because carers inform policymakers and they help inform research, for example. We're learning all the time about short breaks provision. For example, I'm on the Grants Advisory Panel for the Short Breaks Fund, and that's been hugely educational for me. And there's a wide number of people who are on that panel in the room today. And I've certainly learnt a lot about short breaks provision, as well as contributing to what I know about short breaks. So that's partnership working in practice. We could say that partnership working is a much overused phrase, but it is pertinent to all levels. And as I've said, the Grants Advisory Panel is a good example of partnership working. And on that panel are people who are carers, people from local authority, from the voluntary sector, and from the Scottish Government. And the Scottish Government works in partnership with the national carers organisations, and in particular with Share Care Scotland, on a whole host of issues around short breaks. And we're working in partnership with local authorities. Marion McParland, who's on secondment to the Scottish Government and in my team, she's on secondment from NHS Lanarkshire, and she's here today. She's visiting local authorities. I think she's undertaken 4 visits to date. And she's talking to local authorities about all aspects of support to carers and young carers' issues. And from her visits to date, she's picked up a range of issues at local level. So Marion will continue with her visits to local authorities and health boards, and that will be hugely helpful to us. The Minister mentioned resource commitment, and we're continuing to inject resources into short breaks provision. The nearly £2 million we've allocated to the voluntary sector to date, as the Minister has said, has funded a wide range of projects and supporting a huge number of carers and young carers. The Minister mentioned the £2 million fund for disabled children and their carers and said it will be launched soon. It will be launched at the end of this month, so look out for that. And I know from that fund that there will be creativity. There's been creativity shown within the general fund to date, and I think that the fund has shown an immense amount of positives. We certainly want to take that with us. As the Minister said, we've made resources available to local authorities for the additional respite weeks, 10,000 respite weeks. And subject to parliamentary approval of the budget, we'll be investing £3 million through the voluntary sector on respite in each year of the spending review. We'll also be continuing to support the Young Carers Festival. And you saw extracts from the festival on the video input. We didn't see McFly that was there, but we saw young carers having fun. And that provides a much-needed break from caring for about 500 young carers from across Scotland. And under the Reshaping Care for Older People Change Fund, there'll be about £40 million to support carers between 2012 and 2015, and that's a substantial amount of funding. It will help promote older people's independence by sustaining carers in their caring role. Partnerships need to reach decisions themselves about the funding priorities under the Change Fund, but my guess is that funding for short breaks will be amongst the priorities. And despite these funding initiatives, the vast majority of funding continues to be streamed from the Scottish Government to local authorities by means of the block grant. We're seeking a catalyst for change. In the overall scheme of things, the funding that we're allocating to the voluntary sector for short breaks is relatively modest. Most of the funding approved is also for 1 year, unless applicants apply again and are successful. And that being the case, well, you might say, surely the impact will be fairly modest too. But building on Mike's theme of being positive and creative, we want to seize this initiative and use the Short Breaks Fund to drive forward change. And there's an opportunity through this funding to work in partnership with health and social care services and to use the learning generated to influence future local planning and commissioning processes. And we'll work with Sharecare Scotland and other partners on this. And while there certainly can be a catalyst for change, I mean, equally the imperative is the continued development of local authority planning and commissioning. And there's further action. For this year's Carer Information Strategy funding, we allowed health boards discretion on whether they funded short breaks. Of those that are funding short breaks provision, they're good examples of what they're doing. And there are other linked strategies with funding attached, dementia and the recently launched autism strategy, to name two. And short breaks provision may well be taken forward under these initiatives. And there's a major thrust under the Reshaping Care agenda on community capacity building and the co-production that Rob spoke quite well on co-production, where communities take control and provide their own solutions. And we're certainly hooking into the Reshaping Care agenda to our advantage, and we'll continue to do so and build on that. There are challenges, of course, and the Minister mentioned some of them. We don't know what provision is available now, and we do know from the returns that my statistician colleagues get from local authorities that councils count different things as respite. And it was really interesting what Rob was saying about the definition of respite and the pros and cons of having a neat definition or leaving it more open to interpretation. And that's something we're certainly very aware of. I can assure you that whatever you might have read in the press about the Concordat commitment on achieving an extra 10,000 respite weeks, absolutely no jiggery-pokery with the figures. The figures provide the best estimate of change in respite provision in Scotland and have done so over the last 3 years. However, we do aim to improve the consistency of data between councils and we'll be working on that over the coming year and beyond. We certainly want to see a much more consistent approach to the provision of short breaks across Scotland, and that means taking stock of what is available now and encouraging further development. We don't want unhelpful and unproductive variation in terms of the short breaks provided, the outcomes achieved, and the extent to which resources are used effectively and efficiently. We do, however, want to respect local decision-making, local accountability and local knowledge. And within that, we're considering the way forward. The next steps, some of the next steps, we'll be looking to establish a baseline position against which we can measure progress. We will work with local authorities, mainly through the connections that Marion makes and through the connections that our statisticians have. And we're actually really fortunate to have statisticians who understand and appreciate the policy context. We'll consider whether there's scope for further research in the area, building on that which has already taken place. And we'll make the case whenever we can, showing the evidence base about the importance and benefits of access to good quality, timely short breaks provision. We'll gather and disseminate good practice. Sharecare Scotland and others do that already, of course, and we will link in. But we need to take stock of how good practice is disseminated to see the best way of achieving impact. We'll consider the future role of health boards in short breaks provision, working in partnership or in an integrated way, especially with the thrust now on integrated working. We'll take forward plans on self-directed support. The self-directed support bill will be introduced into Parliament in this session, and it'll probably be early next year. Support to unpaid carers is certainly part of the mix of options set out in the self-directed support bill, and it will provide, for the first time in Scottish law, a specific power for councils to provide support to carers in their own right. And it also places a duty on councils to offer the same set of options to carers as those offered to people using services, including a direct payment or an individual budget. And we'll bring forward detailed guidance recommending when and where councils should be considering using this power. And in the last bullet, there will be an annual carers' parliament. That was one of the manifesto commitments. We don't yet know when the first carers' parliament will be meet or when it will be held. But when it does take place, it will provide a great opportunity for carers to debate issues close to their hearts, and to discuss these with politicians and to decide on the way forward. And carers might choose themselves for the carers' parliament to include short breaks in the programme. So watch this space for further information about carers' parliament. I'll not speak wider about other issues within the carers and young carers strategy. There is a lot going on with implementation. I did want to concentrate primarily on short breaks today and on self-directed support, but happy to discuss any other issues around this strategy as well.